Valley Sounds.
Hey, my name's Will Cook, and I am the bassist for Smorgasbord.
I'm Paul Cook, and I play guitar and do vocals for Smorg.
Hey, I'm Wes Wyrick. I play keyboard and also do vocals for Smorgasbord.
And I'm John Green. I play drums for Smorgasbord.
We're Smorgasbord.
So Will and I are brothers, and I started when I moved back to Huntsville from Austin, Texas, and just wanted to play music. Will plays bass, I play guitar, so this was still kind of height of pandemic. He and I got together with some people, just started doing some jamming and a lot of instrumental stuff. Wanted to, you know, do like a home EP, so we just started workshopping that. And then Will was friends with John, our drummer, and got us plugged into this kind of, you know, weekly, bi-weekly jam session that Wes was putting on at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I forgot how that all happened, yeah.
Yeah. And then I met Wes through the going to one of those and just stuck around and pestered him a bunch about, hey, man, you're awesome. I would love to come over here. Your place is great.
Oh,
and,
you.
Like, please be a part of this. So we convinced these guys to be a part of it and got them on our first EP called Pepper Jelly, which we put out in 2023. You know, we've got a lot of songs in the tank, working on some new stuff. We'll listen to four of them today. It's called Something for Everyone. So we are trying to have that out here in the
late spring-ish time frame.
Mm-hmm. This is Make Me Feel by Smorgasbord off the EP Something for Everyone.
Deep in my
Valley Sounds.
All shine. You would do anything to say it's all fine. I know, babe, it's true and tried. Memories and good times traded for your pride. You
That was Window Shopper off our upcoming EP, Something for Everyone.
That song was really fun to record. It's a song that has always felt kind of right at home when you play it. It's a little slower than most of our songs, right? It kind of just makes you like lean back all the way into your chair and just listen to it, right? The lyrics, in my opinion, are really cool. I think the other day I actually just sat down and I was like, what is he actually saying in this song? And they're really creative. So I like what you did there. We also, I mentioned we play this song all the time, but to record it and have it sound like we want is a whole nother beast to tackle. But this one, I think we did it in maybe one take, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So I think we all were sitting down, we left to get our beers, and we came back down. And we were just ready to go. It was late, end of the night. We were just like, let's just mess around and see if we get it. And we did, right? So I think there were 20-inch hi-hats on.
Yeah, that was
on
really cool.
So I just wanted something a little bit more that you know, sizzled for a little longer. So I took two crash cymbals and made hi-hats. And then threw a tambourine on top. And that let me not have to do so much on the drums, kind of. So it was fun recording drums for that song because it was a song where I could just let everyone else do all the work, you know, make them sound good. So
yeah, no, it's a song that has a ton of space in it, and I think that's part of what gives it the groove is some of the emptiness of that space. But it definitely is easy to latch onto. You know, it's like a two chord song for the most part, but. Yeah, I mean, that's a song I wrote a very long time ago at this point, and I've been playing it for pretty much any gig I get. I play it solo or whatever, but I mean, just playing it with Smorg and making it like an actual song and kind of realizing the vision of it has been really, really fun, because it's an amazing feeling when you can like realize the thing that you kind of had in your head at the very, very beginning of something, and you're not sure how you're going to get there, and what it's going to look like, and then you bring in other people who can kind of imprint on it and make it their own and really elevate the whole thing. So I'm super happy with the way that song turned out.
Up next, we have Mary Boppins off of our upcoming EP, Something for Everyone.
This song started off with just kind of a fun riff that was very fun to play that kind of, you know, made me want to dance and bop, hence the name. And then once you started doing the lyrics, it just kind of like this idea of like the amalgamation of all Julie Andrews characters and like came together. And it was just like, what do I feel when I'm thinking about these movies and her parts tied with this kind of fun upbeat riff? So it's a little bit nonsensical, but I think the fun part about stuff like that is that it creates its own sense when you're listening to it and you apply your own meaning. And really the meaning here is just good vibes. So yeah. Happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we had the song as purely instrumental with sort of the code name Mary Boppins, but just I couldn't get it out of my head with this little hook that includes the name Mary Boppins, even though it's just such a silly pun. But yeah, we sort of just ran with it, as Paul said, and now it's just in all the lyrics of this song.
There are a lot of layers to this one. We've got so many keys parts, so many auxiliary percussion parts, mm-hmm. and I remember specifically one night where I think it was just me and Will mm-hmm. working on that song, and we were recording some synthesizer parts for it, and I just started like soloing on one section of it, and it was a pretty fun little solo, and we kind of realized we're like, oh, we weren't recording that because I was just thinking it wasn't serious or anything, and yeah. It ended up being a ton of fun, but later on, recording the ending section, you'll kind of hear the synthesizer kind of changing its sound a little bit at the end, and it's both me and Will. He's turning knobs on the synthesizer while I'm playing, and it's just a lot of fun.
I did not know you guys were doing that. That's hilarious, because I can picture that. I think we've done that. Yeah. We've never done that live, right? But I can totally see Will just geeking out, like turning the knobs, and Wes is going crazy on the keys.
Yeah, it was very fun. This song's definitely one that's evolved the most from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different ways we could have taken this song with how it's laid out. And I'm glad we landed on what we did, right? And at the end, I've always just, when I'm playing this
the drums, right? It's all kind of wide open and everyone is just letting it rip. And I'm just picturing people from like the 50s dancing around. Mm-hmm. And I had never realized that, you know, Mary Boppins, and that's the time, and it all kind of clicked with me when you said all this. And yep. I felt silly for not realizing that sooner.
So, can't believe you don't get that.
I guess yeah. Super obvious. I don't know. It's a fun song.
Here is Mary Boppins from the band Smorgasbord on our upcoming EP, Something for Everyone, here on Valley Sounds.
Whoa, 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 world premiere. Thank you.
I said to my body, let go, flow with the stream. For far too long I held too strong.
Was Midori Sora off of our EP that's going to come out soon called Something for Everyone. And you're listening to Valley Sounds.
Midori Sora, that is Japanese for green sky. So, yeah.
That's right. I just learned that now.
You got to tell us this stuff before we record it.
Yeah, so, this is kind of a soulful jam song. Again, really simple. Really wanted to lean into kind of the simplicity of the groove on this one. I think everybody does a really good job. Like, I love 3-4 songs, right? They just have a really good kind of swingy feel. This song was inspired by, honestly, like Charles Bradley type music. Again, very soulful, like Menahan Street Band, the Olympians, stuff that a lot of times is big brass, but the the core instrumentation just kind of finds, honestly, kind of simple groove and riff to lean in on. And I think the guys all did a really great job finding that, especially with the keys. And I love what we were able to do towards the end with the big build section. It was so fun. Honestly, in a lot of these songs, like on this EP, we I think intentionally tried to put space in the songs. Don't like it when it's busy and exciting and fun, but I think there's something to be said about allowing a song and instruments to be able to breathe while maintaining kind of that pocket of groove and feel.
You have to leave some space for the emotion in it. That one is kind of another interesting one in that one was also pretty much one take. We kind of rehearsed it twice and then sat down and played it, and that's as soon as we finished recording that take, we were just kind of like, wow, that is exactly what we were going for. That feels exactly the way we want it to. We'll add a couple of little things here and there. And the mixing for it was kind of very straightforward as well. Similarly to Make Me Feel, I mixed it kind of inspired by bands like Bad Bad Not Good and Jerry Paper, and just kind of going down that path of doing kind of the smaller indie jazz rock thing. I listened to a ton of my favorite records by those two groups and just kind of really focused on what gives a mix space like that, and how can I replicate that? And I think we got pretty darn close to that one.
This one was also, I think, the hardest one for me to navigate through, because, hang in with me here, music is always, like, recording it is always like a conversation, you know? Like, when a conversation feels good and you're like actively listening, you just know where you're gonna go next. This song, for me, felt like it was a little bit, not all over the place, but just like I didn't really quite kind of know what this song was trying to tell me. And so for recording the parts, it was kind of kept me on my toes. And I think that's what makes it fun, is that it wasn't quite as intuitive as the other songs might be, right? So it had this kind of ambiguity to it, which allows for just some fun in the song. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's the song on this upcoming EP that really brings out some dissonance, you know? The rest of our songs are very smooth and just soulful throughout, or I guess some are rocking. But for this one, we have just that long, like, minute and a half section of just like a dissonant jam where we change keys on you. And that's always been a very fun part to play for me. Because it's just very different than anything else we do. Up next, we've got October 21, which is off the EP Pepper Jelly, which we released in 2023. This is a song I wrote in October of 2021, if you could have guessed, in my bedroom. And it really is just a song that I was trying to evoke, like a math rocky sort of line in the bass line, and then just some spacey synth layers that go throughout, and brought that to Paul, and we put it together, just him and I and one guitarist, before John and Wes were in the band, and I was really liking where it was going, but we didn't have any synthesizers in it, and basically in one night we brought it over to Wes's, who has several synths at his disposal to choose from. And we very quickly came up with just some very cool sounds that elevated the song to what it currently is. And it was, like, I think how Paul said earlier, it's just very cool to have, like, an idea for a song in your head and, like, see it realized over time. And this was definitely that for me. This is October 21 on Valley Sounds. Thank you.
great walls, a subtle red mist reaching over it all. No wrong turn nor detour could send out this call and show me my heart standing 20 feet tall. Skylines, there's sirens that sing. Where my friends set up lives that I see through my screen. While I sit alone here, guitar in hand, writing songs about my life, something I don't understand. Sleep under an Alabama sky. Under an Alabama sky.
That was Alabama Sky by Alex Murtha. I actually had the enjoyment to play the keyboards on that song as well. And it was really a great time getting to record parts for that with Alex. Super talented guy, super great guy, and really good songwriter. Coming up, we have Space Song by The Gifted.
The Gifted is a great local band, local rock band. They've got a really cool energy, and it's a little bit harder than what we play, like harder rock. But they go into some psychedelic stuff. Treetop, who's the guitarist and vocalist, is a really fantastic guitar player, and it's just sometimes you meet people who know their way around the instrument so intimately. And just are, like tone explorers, basically. And Treetop's, one of the best examples of that I know in Huntsville. So dude's had a great pedal board, great setup. He's always mixing and matching things, amps, trying to dial in the right tone. And I think that really comes through in his music.
Yeah, and their band really makes sure that everyone who goes to see them has a good time. they're really good at engaging the crowd. And they're just a fun band to watch.
Here's The Gifted with Space Song here on Valley Sounds. We'll be right back.
your mama told. He wasn't there to say you're pretty. Now your heart is frozen cold. 6 years and they're all gone, 'cause no one seemed to fit your mold. You didn't get your dish straight. Now you're sore and gray and old. Lay down and bat your eyes, and maybe someone dumb will fold. He couldn't wipe the tears away, and now your heart is stuck on hold. You think your looks will get you by, well, let me say you're bald.
That was Mold by The Gifted. And coming up next, we've got
Wonder by Suncoast Radio.
Got that odd quite good water. That water. dancing. But times they change without consent. You broke the window, you came through. Split the day like the afternoon. The more you sit up on that sill, the more you look like you're someone else. The window you came through.
The Window You Came Through, off the album Model Citizens by Drop Diver, here on Valley Sounds.
We've been smorgasbord. We've really appreciated coming on to Valley Sounds for this episode and sharing a selection of local music with y'all. We hope you've enjoyed grooving along.
Yeah, if you've liked what you heard from us and you want to find more, we've got Pepper Jelly EP streaming on all platforms. We've got Something for Everyone will be coming out here in the next couple months. You can also find us on Instagram at smorgasbordband. And our next show you can catch us at, we'll be playing Panoply on April 25th on the main stage down at Big Spring Park at 5:15 p.m.
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to our guest host, Smorgasbord. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.